Hi, my name is Christina Master. I'm a pediatric sports medicine specialist here at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Thanks for joining me today to talk about vision issues following concussion in children. In our clinical and research practice here at CHOP, what we have found is that a number of children have visual issues after concussion, but they're not typically visual acuity issues. And so one of the things that we'd like to get the message out about is the fact that there are larger issues with regard to visual issues following concussion than just visual acuity. What we have found in the kids that we see in our offices here at CHOP after concussion is that they often have oculomotor issues, whether they be related to problems with smooth pursuits or saccadic function or the vestibulo-ocular reflex function. What we find is that these kids are often very sensitive to motion and vestibular stimuli, especially visual stimuli that is busy and active in busy environments. We also find that they have issues in school with regard to looking back and forth between notebook and smart board, monitors, and tablets. So from that standpoint, we'd like you to keep an eye out for these oculomotor issues. Many of them also seem to be related to binocular visual function. In particular, we notice that convergence insufficiency can be a problem. And again, in this issue, we see that kids have problems focusing on objects that are far, transitioning from far to near, and near to far again. And as you can imagine, much of schoolwork is very visually oriented, and these can present problems. What we would encourage everyone to remember when assessing a child after concussion is not only to look at visual acuity, but to also assess oculomotor function, including smooth pursuits and saccades, as well as convergence. In treating these kids, what is often helpful as they gradually return to school is to provide accommodations for this visual work, to allow them to have extra time, printed notes, larger font printed materials, and in general, extra support from a visual standpoint as their functions recover over time. Please remember these issues when you're evaluating kids in your office with concussion. Remember that these visual issues are not just visual acuity, but also include oculomotor and binocular visual issues like convergence insufficiency. And to learn more, please visit our website, www.chop.edu/concussion. We have materials that you can hand out to your patients and families, as well as to schools and teachers and people who take care of kids with concussion, and also have video links for information on how we conduct our physical exam and how we assess these things. Thanks so much for joining me.